بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our 44th or 45th session, reading from some of the commentaries related to العقيدة التحاوية by الإمام أبو جعفر أحمد بن محمد بن سلامة الطحاوي رحمه الله. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to be reading the remaining parts of the 72nd statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi. Last week we looked at the first two parts of six parts of this statement. يعني Al-Imam Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan حفظه الله has divided his commentary on this statement into six parts. And last week we looked at the first two parts, and this week, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to look at the remaining parts of this 72nd statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi. Before doing so, we're going to go back and look at the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 44. The first question being, mention the first part, yani of six parts. Mention the first part of the 72nd statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi, and it is numbered as 157 in Sheikh Salih Fawzan's Arabic commentary and 156 in the English translation. First part of the 72nd statement. Now, Adam.
وَلَا نَرَى الْخَرُوجَ عَلَى أَئِمَّتِنَا وَلَا وُلَاتِ أُمُورِنَا.
طيب, نعم. Okay, what is the meaning of this first part of the statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi? نعم. طيب, لا نرى الخروج, يعني we do not believe in the permissibility of revolting or rebelling against our imams, يعني those in charge of the affairs of the Muslims. Question number two, what dalil or evidence from the Quran does Sheikh Salih Fawzan present to support this statement? Zaki. Now, and in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed to the believers, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, the command to obey Allah and to obey the Messenger, and he coupled with that command of obedience, he coupled to the obedience to Allah and his Messenger and those in authority from amongst you, from the Muslims. Question number three, what dalil evidence from the Sunnah does Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan present to support this statement? Yani, what dalil from the Sunnah does the Sheikh mention? Abdul Wali.
He who obeys the Amir has obeyed me, and he who has disobeyed the Amir has disobeyed me.
I think that's pretty clear. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is showing us the importance of obedience to the one who's in charge of the Muslims. That obedience to the one who is in charge is like obedience to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has ordered us to obey him. Because he has ordered us to obey him. Question number four, list four harms mentioned by Sheikh Salih Fawzan that may result from khuruj, from revolting or rebelling against the Muslim rulers. Four matters that the Sheikh mentioned that may result from khuruj, rebelling against the Muslim rulers. Now, your name?
Fawzan.
How can we forget Fawzan? Allahu Akbar. Inshallah.
Division of the Muslims.
Okay, division of the Muslims. Muslims being divided, disunited. That's one. Somebody else. What else? Naam, Sharif. That it will put the Muslims in a position that perhaps the Muslims will be susceptible to the kuffar overcoming them while they are divided and fighting amongst themselves. Your name?
Murad,
naam. Murad is a visitor.
Removal of the safety of the Muslims.
Okay, safety. Yani, it will destabilize the situation to the extent that safety and security of Muslims will be jeopardized. One more. Naam.
Sedition.
Okay, what do we mean by sedition? What does that mean? What does sedition mean? Naam, anybody? Naam. That will be from the result. But what do we mean by, what does he mean by sedition? Naam.
I would just say like, cause disruption.
Okay, disruption. But what is intended here is that it will lead to, the disobedience to the ruler will lead to, yani, all these other things. Yani, whoever revolts against the ruler, then this leads to these other matters. Yani, revolt because of separation, division, disunity, yani, and all of that. Naam. Dividing the Muslims. Naam. And disobedience to the ruler. Question number 5. What is the exception to this prohibition of revolting against the Muslim rulers? What is the exception to this prohibition? Now I'm on this side. Nobody? Tayyib, I see Hussein. Did you have your hand up? Because you're behind somebody, so I can't see you that well. Yeah, what's the exception? Yani, when is it permissible to, yani, rebel against the Muslim ruler?
As long as they don't apostate.
Okay, as long as they don't apostate. Yani, when is it permissible if the Muslim ruler goes out of Islam? If he leaves Islam, he becomes a kafir. Then this is not applicable. Because obedience, here, what is intended, what we're talking about here, obedience to the ruler, we're talking about obedience to the Muslim ruler. So if a Muslim leaves Islam, goes out of Islam, by whatever way, then this is not applicable. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those in authority, ulul amri, minkum. Yani from amongst the Muslims, not someone who is a kafir. Question number 6. What is the delil or evidence from the sunnah mentioned by Sheikh Salih Fawzan to support this exception? Naam, Adam.
Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, hear and obey the ruler, the Muslim ruler, unless you see like clear proof from Allah.
Okay, unless you have clear proof from Allah, and you have clear proof from Allah related to what you see. What is it that he's saying? Unless you see clear kufr. Unless you see clear kufr. And you see the leader of the Muslims doing that which is clearly kufr. And that kufr, you have proof from Allah. You have burhan, hujjah from Allah that this is kufr, that he has gone out of Islam. Question number 7. Mention the third foundation of the Mu'tazila. And he mentioned 5. Mention the third foundation of the Mu'tazila, which relates to khuruj, or revolting against the Muslim rulers. Abdul Wali.
They say, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil.
The third principle of the Mu'tazila is enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. But what they mean by it?
But what they mean by this is revulsion against the Muslim leaders who commit sins that are less serious than disbelief. This itself is wrong and it is far from anything right.
Okay. So the point here is what? That of their 5 fundamentals, like we have Arkanul Islam, 5 principles of fundamentals of Islam, they have 5 principles. And the third of them is what they call it, Amr bin Ma'ruf, wa nahi anil munkar, enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong. What they mean by that is enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong means revolting against the ruler. If they see the ruler is committing some kinds of sins. Sins that don't take a person out of Islam. Yani sins that's less than kufr. Sins that's less than kufr. Because if it's kufr, then the person is out of Islam. That's a different matter. But sins that's less than kufr. The ruler is committing sins. They said we have to enjoin the good and forbid the wrong. We have to revolt against that ruler. Question number 8. Mention the second part of the 72nd statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, numbered as 158 by Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan in his commentary, 157 in translation. Nasir. Nasir. Naam. Wa injaru is the continuation of the statement before. What is the statement before? Wa injaru. What is that connected to? Wa injaru. Yani, even if they commit oppression, injustice, wrongdoing. Now, what is that? Yani, wa injaru is connected to what? Huh? Yeah, we do not believe in the permissibility of revolting against the imams, wa injaru, even if they unjust, even if they are oppressive, even if they are wrongdoers. Even if that, even if their sin is corrupt, whatever. Unless they go out of Islam. So this, wanjaru, is very, very important matter. Because most of the people who rebel or revolt or are against the rulers, it's because they saw the ruler is committing sins. Or he did injustice to us. Or he oppressed somebody. And that's really the main excuse that is being used. This person is unjust. This person is a sinner. This person is corrupt. This person is all of that. And the principle of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that we obey the Khalifa, the Imam, the Amir, the ruler, whoever has authority or responsibility over the affairs of the Muslims. Whether he's actually the head, the ruler of the state, or someone appointed by the ruler to be responsible for affairs of the Muslims. And even if they are oppressive, even if they are unjust. Question number 9. What delil from the Sunnah was mentioned by Sheikh Salih Fawzan to support obedience to the ruler, even if he is oppressive? Even if he is oppressive. From the Sunnah, Zaki.
Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hear no bell, even if they take your prophecy, or also even if they clog your back.
Naam. In other words, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us an example of what some of the oppressive, unjust, wrongdoing leaders might do. They might take your wealth, take your property. They might beat you. They might whip you, lash you, unjustly. Or other things that may be equal to that, that are part of injustice and wrongdoing and oppression. These are just examples. Yani from the most important examples, or the things that people would complain the most about, is they take your wealth, or if they physically punish you. Take your wealth, or physically punish you. That's the most important thing for people, generally speaking. If you take their wealth, then they're ready to go to war. If you physically do harm to them, people are ready to fight over that. And the Prophet ﷺ gave those two examples, that even if they take your wealth, and even if they physically punish you unjustly, then hear and obey. What is the qa'idah, principle of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, related to avoiding the greater harm? Related to avoiding the greater harm. Dawood.
Faces with them is better than revolt.
Faith.
Because revolt entails great evil. So it is a matter of committing the lesser of the two harms to avoid the greater one.
Naam. Yani?
One more?
No, we don't want more. That's enough. That's enough. Akhafu ad-dararain. Yani, that a person chooses that which is the lesser of the harmful things. The lesser of them, in order to avoid the greater of them. Naam. So these are some of the points that we discussed last week. And tonight, bi'idhni Allah ta'ala, we're going to try to complete what remains from this statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi. Just as a reminder, Al-Imam Al-Tahawi began this statement by saying, وَلَا نَرَىٰ الْخُرُوجْ عَلَىٰ أِمَّتِنَا. And we don't see, we don't believe our aqeedah, we don't have aqeedah. Yani we don't, in our aqeedah, we don't believe that it is permissible to rebel against our imams, ulat umurina, those who are in charge of the affairs of the Muslims, wa injaru, even if they are unjust, even if they are oppressive. Those two statements we covered last week, and tonight we're going to look at the remainder of the statement. Well, remember how he says, wala nada'u alayhim, wala nada'u alayhim, and we do not supplicate against them. We don't make dua against them. That may Allah punish him, may Allah make him sick, may Allah destroy his family or his wealth. We don't make dua against him. As we'll see in the end of this statement, rather we make dua for them. وَلَا نَنْزِعُ يَدًا مِنْ طَاعَتِهِمْ. And we don't hold back or withdraw our hand from obedience to them. We don't refrain from obedience to them. Yani we don't become disobedient to them, rather we are obedient. We don't make dua against them, and we don't withdraw our hand from obedience to them. Then he said, وَنَرَى طَاعَتَهُمْ مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَرِيضًا. And we see, meaning we believe, That obedience to them is part of obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Obedience to the rule is part of obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Faridatan, yani an obligation upon us. Ma lam ya'muru bima'asiyah. As long as they didn't command us with disobedience to Allah. As long as they didn't command us with disobedience to Allah. We believe that obedience to them is a part of obedience to Allah. Allah is the one who commanded us. Obey Allah, obey the Messenger, and those in authority from amongst you. So obedience to them is obedience to Allah. Because it's Allah's command. Allah is the one who has commanded us to obey them. And finally he said, وَنَدْعُوا لَهُمْ يعني, لَا نَدْعُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. We don't make dua against them. Rather, وَنَدْعُوا لَهُمْ بِالصَّلَاحِ وَالْمُعَافَاتِ. And we supplicate يعني, for them, for their right guidance or correction, uprightness, righteousness. And that they be in a good condition in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In terms of their obedience to Allah and worship of Allah. We supplicate for them, for their uprightness, for their righteousness, and their well-being, and their well-being. Tonight, inshallah, we're going to try to look at these remaining parts of the statement, 72nd statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi. Rahimahullah. Allahu musta'an. So the third part of this statement, Imam Tahawi says, وَلَا نَدْعُوا عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا نَدْعُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, حَفِظُهُ اللَّهُ, may Allah protect and preserve him, he says, لَا يَجُوز. This is a حُكْم شَرْعِي. لَا يَجُوز. It is not permissible. It is not permissible, a dua alayhim, to make dua against them. It is not permissible. It's not lawful. And a person has to understand the magnitude of this matter. The one who makes dua against the ruler, who has the in his hand the affairs of the Muslims, and he's the one who can facilitate the affairs of the Muslims to be better. The Shaykh is saying it's not permissible to make dua against them. لأن هذا خروج معنوي. Because making dua against them is a type of خروج. It's not physical خروج with weapons, but خروج معنوي. Meaning it's a type of خروج that's other than physical, material, rebellion with weapons. نعم. Some of the scholars said that dua against them is من أوائل Al-Khuruj. And it's from the beginnings of Khuruj. And it starts with making dua against them. And then, yani reaching to the point where you actually take up arms against them. That this dua, yani this dua against them is, yani Al-Khuruj Bil-Qawl. It's a type of Khuruj. But Al-Khuruj Bil-Qawl. As opposed to with weapons. Yani by speech. Making dua against them. The Shaykh says, yani, لأن هذا خروج معنوي مثل الخروج عليهم بالسلاح. يعني it's a type of خروج like rebellion against them with weapons, but not the same. يعني it's rebellion against them, يعني expressing on the tongue what's in the heart, that we don't recognize these rulers, we don't recognize their authority, and therefore يعني we make dua against them, and that will lead to يعني actually fighting, rebelling with weapons against them. وَكَوْنُهُ دَعَى عَلَيْهِمْ لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَرَى وِلَايَتَهُمْ. Yani, the person who makes dua against them, his making dua against them is because he doesn't recognize their wilaya. He doesn't recognize their authority. Even though they are their ruler. Whether they became the ruler, as many of the scholars said, whether they became the ruler by the pleasure of the people being pleased with them, that the people selected them and elected them. Those who are responsible for the affairs of the Muslims have elected this person or selected this person to be the ruler. As it happened in the time of the Sahaba after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether it's by the people selecting them or whether it's by force, that they came into the position of authority by force. By force, by weapons, they overcame the people and forced themselves into, once they became the ruler, if they are Muslim, Once they became a ruler, then obedience to them is obligatory. So the Shaykh is saying here, the person making dua against them, لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَرَى وِلَايَتْهُمْ, because he doesn't see their yani wilayah, that they have authority. That they don't really have any authority. But actually, according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, person who's in authority over the Muslims, if he's a Muslim, doesn't matter how he came into that position, whether by the pleasure of the people or by force. And some of the scholars mention this in detail. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen mentions it in some of his commentaries on Lumat al-Itiqad by Al-Imam Ibn Qudama, and otherwise also in his explanation of Al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyah. And lots of other places scholars mention this. I think Al-Imam Ibn Qudama mentions specifically, yani the ways in which a person becomes the Khalifa or the ruler of the Muslims. And one of them, or some of them, is by the pleasure of the people selecting, electing, choosing that person, being pleased with them, and the other way is that they became the ruler by force. So he said, فَالْوَاجِبْ الدُّعَاء لَهُمْ بِالْهُدَى وَالصَّلَاةِ. So what is obligatory? Wajib, obligatory, mandatory, is to make dua for them. Bilhuda, that they be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was salah, and that they be in a condition of righteousness, of uprightness. Yani of those who obey Allah and who follow the commands of Allah and avoid the prohibitions of Allah. And you make dua that that person be righteous, that they be upright, that they comply with the laws of Allah, obeying Allah's commands and avoiding His prohibitions. This is what is obligatory, to make dua for them, that they be rightly guided and that they be upright. La dua alayhim, not to make dua against them. فَهَذَا أَصْلٌ مِنْ أُصُولَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. And this is a foundation, a fundamental, from the fundamentals of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yani to make dua for the person who has in his hands the responsibility for the affairs of the Muslims. To make dua for them, not to make dua against them. The Shaykh says, so this is a fundamental, a foundation, from the foundations of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ أَحَدًا يَدْعُوا عَلَى وُلَاةُ الْأُمُورِ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ ضَالٌ فِي عَقِيدَتِهِ وَلَيْسَ عَلَى مَنْهَجِ السَّلَفِ. So if you see a person, and you came to know, whether you see them or otherwise, you came to know that a person is making dua against the Muslim ruler, he said, then know that this person is astray, is misguided in his aqeedah. Because this is our aqeedah. This is our aqeedah. وَلَيْسَ عَلَى مَنْهَجِ السَّلَفِ. And this person is not upon the way of the Salaf. This person is upon a way of deviation. وَبَعْضَ النَّاسِ قَدْ يَتَّخِذُ هَذَا مِنْ بَابَ الْغَيْرَةِ وَالْغَضَبِ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَلَكِنَّهَا غَيْرَةِ وَغَضَبْ فِي غَيْرِ مَحَلِّهِمَا لِأَنَّهُمْ إِذَا زَالُوا حَصَلَتْ الْمَفَاسِدِ. He says some people consider this to be غَيْرَة, yani that, yani this is showing their care and concern and love for the deen. Yani that they make dua against an oppressive or sinful ruler. They think this is shows that how much I have love for my deen. The Shaykh says that, and also some people consider that this is ghadab for Allah. Yani that I'm angry against them for the sake of Allah. So they're making dua, they think this is like, this shows how much I love this deen and how much I love Allah. I'm angry because, you know, for the sake of Allah. Azza wa Jalla. Shaykh says, however, this ghaira and this ghadab is in other than its place. This is not where it should be. This is not how real ghaira for the deen and ghadab for Allah. This is not how it is expressed. And that is because if they are removed, and if the ruler is removed, hasalat al-mafasid, then all kinds of harms will take place in the Muslim society. There's no ruler. Ruler is removed. It's chaos. And some of us, we have seen that in our own lifetime. What happens when the ruler is removed? It's chaos. Even when the ruler was clearly agreed upon by everyone that the ruler is oppressive. And I could name some names, but no need to name names, because I don't want to pick some oppressive ruler out over another one. قال الإمام فضيل الفضيل ابن عياد رحمه الله He said, Al-Imam Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah, wa yurwa thalika an Al-Imam Ahmed as well. He said, Al-Imam Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, and also it has been narrated from Al-Imam Ahmed, the saying, لو أني أعلم أن لي دعوة مستجابة لصرفتها للسلطان. يعني that Al-Imam Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad and Al-Imam Ahmed and others from amongst the Salaf, it is said that they made this statement that if I knew that I had a supplication that was guaranteed to be answered, I wouldn't supplicate for a lot of money or a lot of power or whatever the things that people want in this world. If I knew I had a supplication that was guaranteed to be answered, he said, I would have directed that supplication for the benefit of the ruler. I would have directed, made that supplication for the ruler. And he said, Allah, guide them and make them upright, so that the Muslim society can benefit from that ruler. And if we had a dua that was guaranteed to be accepted, for sure we would make supplication for ourselves. But that's because we don't understand the way they understood. That the ruler, the place and the importance and significance of the ruler. And if the ruler that's good, that's upright, that's righteous, that's obedient to Allah, as opposed to the ruler who's sinful and corrupt and wrongdoing. Making dua as a ruler is guided and not misguided. Making dua as a ruler is yani righteous and not disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the ruler is upon the sunnah and not upon deviation. The importance of this. He said that Al-Imam Ahmed sabara fil mihna wa lam yathbut anhu annahu da'a alayhim aw takallama fihim bal sabara wa kanat al-aqiba lahu. Hadha madhhab ahl as-sunnah wal jama'ah. He said Imam Ahmed was patient when he was tested and tried, and with the trial in which he was imprisoned and punished and so on. He was patient, and it is not confirmed that he made dua against the rulers who unjustly imprisoned him and punished him. It is not confirmed that he made dua against them, or that he even spoke against them, that he even spoke ill against them. Rather, he was patient. And in the end, he was victorious. And what he stood for survived and became victorious. So this example of Imam Ahmed and others is the madhab of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and being patient with the oppression and the wrongdoing and injustice of the ruler. فَالَّذِينَ يَدَعُونَ عَلَى وُلَاةِ أُمُورِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ لَيْسُوا عَلَى مَذْهَبْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. So those who supplicate against those who control the affairs of the Muslims, the person who supplicates against them is not upon the madhab of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's not upon the way, the path of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. وَكَذَلِكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ لَهُمْ. And similarly, the one who doesn't make dua for them. Not only, yani we not only talk about the one who makes dua against them, but likewise the one who does not make dua for them. Meaning that it's obligatory to make dua for the ruler, for the Muslim ruler. That Allah rectify them, that Allah correct them, that Allah improve them and make them better. Whoever doesn't make dua for the ruler, he said, كَذَلِكَ, the same thing is for them. Meaning they are not upon the manhaj of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So, perhaps some of us, we say, I don't make dua against the rulers. Don't make dua for them either. This is something that a person has to think about. It's not just, I'm good, I don't make dua against them. But do you make dua for the Muslim ruler? For the people who have responsibility for the affairs of the Muslims, make dua for that person. Because making dua for them is dua for the Muslims. If we can understand that, that's like real simple. That's real simple to understand. He said, وَهَذَا عَلَامَةٌ أَنَّ عِنْدَهُمْ إِنْحِرَافًا عَنْ عَقِيدَةَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. And the fact that a person makes dua against the ruler or doesn't make dua for the ruler, this is a sign, alama, this is a sign that that person has some inhiraf, that they have deviated from the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. وَبَعْضُهُمْ يُنْكِرْ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَدَعُونَ فِي خُطْبَةِ الْجُمْعَةِ لِوُلَاةِ الْأُمُورِ. And some of them speak ill or reject those who make dua, yani for the rulers, for those in charge of the affairs of the Muslims, in the khutbah of Jumu'ah. And some people speak bad against this, reject this, that the khatib in the khutbah makes dua for the Muslim ruler. And we're not talking about praising somebody who's not deserving of praise. We're talking about making dua, that Allah rectify them, that Allah yani reform them, that Allah improve them. They say about the one who makes dua for ruler in the khutbah of Jummah, هَذَا مُدَاهَنَا هَذَا نِفَاق هَذَا تَزَلُّف. And he say the one who does this, stands in front of the people in the khutbah of Jummah, makes dua for the Muslim ruler, they say this is flattery, that this is hypocrisy. This person is just saying that stuff because they stand in front of the people. They don't really mean it. They don't really mean it. And it's like somebody, I don't want to say you, because I ain't talking to anybody in here. I'm saying somebody speaks well and praises a person, says nice things to them, you are such and such and so and so. And in order to impress them, to get something from them, or to get protection from their harm or whatever, they're saying this is what this is. And in reality, the Shaykh says, Subhanallah. That's what he said, Subhanallah. هذا مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة. This is the madhab of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, to make dua for the ruler in the khutbah of Jummah. And other than that, not just in the khutbah of Jummah, in our private dua, in home and in the masjid or wherever, make dua for the ruler. He said, هذا madhab Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. بل من السنة الدعاء لولاة الأمور. Rather, it is from the Sunnah itself to make dua for those who have charge of the affairs of the Muslims. And then the Shaykh says, why? Why? Why is it from the Sunnah? Why is it the madhab of Ahl Sunnah to make dua for the people who have charge of the affairs of the Muslims? لِأَنَّهُمْ إِذَا صَلَحُوا صَلَحَ النَّاسِ. Because if the person who has charge of the affairs of the Muslims is rectified, is reformed, is corrected, is made upright, then صَلَحَ النَّاسِ, then the people will follow. Then the people also will be in an improved condition and situation. Because the ruler is going to affect the people, affect the society, because they have charge, they have authority, they have power to take things one way or the other. فَأَنْتَ تَدْعُوا لَهُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالْهِدَايَةِ وَالْخَيْرِ. So you make dua for them, yani for the uprightness of the ruler and the right guidance of the ruler and for good, khair, for the ruler. وَإِنْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُمْ شَرٌ. Even if the ruler himself, that person has some evil, yani some corruption, some sinful behavior. Naam. Naam. اللهم استعان. فهم مداموا على الإسلام. And as long as they're still upon Islam, as long as they're still upon Islam, there's khair. He's a Muslim, as opposed to a kafir, who's the ruler of the state. Which one of these kafirs is like a corrupt, sinful Muslim ruler? Which one of these kafir, mushrik, pagans? And there's no khair in them at all. Here's a person who at least is a Muslim, with whatever they got with them. And some of us have to realize that the ruler is a human being. And just like every one of us has our faults and our defects and our shortcomings that may not be seen by the people, and the people may not know, but we know what our condition is. And a person has to be careful when they talk about the ruler, he does this and he does that. And guess what? You're doing a lot of stuff too, even if Allah didn't expose you. And do you actually believe that you're ready to stand in front of Allah and you good? You're defective. Well, I should say I'm defective. You can say about yourself whether you're defective or not. If you don't know that you're defective, you got a problem. So a person has to realize, so the rule is a human being. The rule is a human being. And if you had money, if you had power, if you had authority, you might be worse than him. You might be worse than him. Allahu musta'an. I know we should think good about ourselves that, you know, if I was in power, I would do good. But it might not be like that. They don't guarantee. Because in your own life, there's stuff that you made some serious mistakes and wrong decisions and went wrong directions. And there's stuff that you know you weren't supposed to do. Maybe Allah covered you. In the past and in the present. Now, let's not get sidetracked with this. In any case, the Shaykh says, so as long as they're upon Islam, فَأَنْدُهُمْ خَيْرٌ then there's good with them. رَدَامُوا يُحَكِّمُونَ الشَّرْ وَيُقِيمُونَ الْحُدُودِ وَيُسُونُونَ الْأَمْنِ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْعُدْوَانِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَيُكُفُّونَ الْكُفَّارَ عَنْهُمْ فَهَذَا خَيْرٌ عَظِيمٌ فَيُدْعَى لَهُمْ مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ So if they are yani ruling by the Sharia of Allah, or at least recognizing that the Sharia has the right to be ruled, even if there's defects in it. And in some lands there's more of the Islamic law implemented than in other lands. But as far as perfect implementation of the Sharia, it's nowhere. But the point is though, at least in the Muslim lands, people recognize that the Sharia is really the law of Allah. As long as a person recognizes that, and they try to establish the hudud, the punishments that Allah has specified, and they yani work towards the preservation and maintenance of safety and security for the Muslims, and they prevent transgression against the Muslims, and they restrain the kuffar from harming the Muslims, فَهَذَا خَيْرٌ عَظِيمٌ and this is a tremendous, great amount of good. So dua should be made for them for this reason. And that Allah rectify and improve their situation so that they can do more for the benefit of the Muslims. وَمَا عِنْدُهُمْ مِنَ الْمَعَاسِي وَالْفِسْقِ فَهَذَا إِثْمُهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَكَنْ عِنْدُهُمْ خَيْرٌ أَعَظَمْ وَيُدْعَى لَهُمْ بِالْإِسْتِقَامَةِ وَالصَّلَاةِ فَهَذَا مَذْهَبْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجُمَعَةِ So whatever they have with them, yani of disobedience and sin and corruption, then the sin of their behavior is upon them. You will not be called to account for it. However, عندهم خير أعظم, but they have good. Yani the fact that they are still Muslim, yani that's more than whatever sin yani may be known that they have committed. And for this reason, supplication should be made for them for al-istiqamah, that they be steadfast upon uprightness. That they be steadfast upon uprightness. And as-salah, yani righteousness, correct behavior, conduct, and actions. So this is the madhab of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah. أما مذهب أهل الضلال وأهل الجهل فيرون هذا من المداهنة والتزلف ولا يدعون لهم بل يدعون عليهم. As far as the madhab, the way of the people of misguidance and the people of ignorance. So they believe that this is making dua for the rulers, this is just flattery. Yani this is just yani false praise of the rulers. So they do not make dua for them. Rather, they make dua against them. وَالْغَيْرَةُ لَيْسَتْ فِي دُعَى عَلَيْهِمْ If a person really has a غَيْرَة, real concern for Islam and for the Muslims, it is not in making dua against the Muslim ruler. The ghaira is not in making dua against the Muslim ruler. فَإِن كُنْتَ تُرِيدَ الْخَيْرِ Now the Shaykh is really appealing to the yani whatever good might be in people, yani He's appealing to people to think. To think. And even though you might be emotionally affected by what you have seen or heard, this Muslim ruler, he actually gets intoxicated, he does this, that, or the other. The Shaykh is saying, think for a minute. وَإِن كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ الْخَيْرِ If you really want good, if you really want good, and you care about the Muslims and Islam, فَدْعُوا لَهُمْ بِالصَّلَاحِ وَالْخَيْرِ Then make dua for them. Make dua for a Muslim ruler who has the control of the affairs of Muslims in his hand. Make dua for this Muslim ruler. For uprightness and righteousness and reformation, correct their behavior, and that they be upon good. If you really want good for the Muslims, then make dua that the ruler is better. فَاللَّهُ قَادِرٌ عَلَى هِدَايَتِهِمْ وَرَدِّهِمْ إِلَى الْحَقِّ So know that Allah is able. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make dua to him to improve the Muslim ruler, to make him a better person, obedient to Allah, upright. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir. He's able to guide them and return them to the truth. How's he able to do that? Whatever kind of ruler, whatever kind of sins or corruption or wrongdoing or injustice the ruler has, do we not imagine that Allah is able to guide them? That Allah is not able to correct them, to return them to the truth? Go to Allah. Make dua to Allah. Or maybe we don't believe in dua. And maybe, somehow, we imagine that the corruption of some people is so bad that there's no hope for them. And they're pagan mushriks who accepted Islam. How can you lose hope for a Muslim who's corrupt, who's sinful? Here's a person who's a pagan kafir, worshipping other than Allah. And we don't give up on them, we call them to Islam, and we make dua that Allah guide them to Islam. Why not make dua for the Muslim ruler? Allah guide him. Allah is able to guide them and return them to the truth. فَأَنْتَ هَلْ يَعِسْتَ مِنْ هِدَايَتِهِمْ Have you given up hope of their guidance? Have you given up hope? Have you lost hope that Allah can guide them? هَذَا قُنُوتٌ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ This is يعني, the condition of a person who has given up hope of the mercy of Allah. Who has given up hope of the mercy of Allah. Then the Shaykh says, وَأَيْضًا الدُّعَى لَهُمْ مِنَ النَّصِيحَةِ Additionally, another point is that, know that the dua for the Muslim ruler is a part of النصيحة. يعني it's a part of a person being sincere in hoping for good for someone or for something. It's a part of meaning well. It's a part of good advice that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim, where he alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ad-deen al-nasiha." And that this deen, its core, its essence, is al-nasiha. Sincere advice. Well-wishing, meaning well. Wanting good. Ad-deen al-nasiha. Ad-deen al-nasiha, ad-deen al-nasiha. Qulna liman ya Rasulullah. We said, to who? And this nasiha is for who, O Messenger of Allah? He said, لِلَّهِ وَلِكِتَابِهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَامَّتِهِمْ Yani that is nasiha, a type of nasiha that's for Allah. Yani your relationship with Allah, being obedient to Allah, calling to Allah and so on. And there's a nasiha, yani sincerity for the book of Allah. He said, لِلَّهِ وَلِكِتَابِهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ And for the Messenger of Allah, وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And also for the Imams of the Muslims, nasiha, yani well-wishing, meaning well, sincere advice. He said that this, making dua for the Muslim ruler, that Allah improve and rectify the situation, is a part of the Prophet ﷺ saying, our deen is nasiha, and part of that nasiha is for a'immatul muslimina, wa a'matihim, and also for the general body of the Muslims. But first he mentioned for the leaders of the Muslims, the Imams, and then for the Muslims in general. Wanting good for the Muslims. You really want good for the Muslims? Well, the place you start with is the person who has charge over the affairs of the Muslims. That Allah rectify them, reform them, correct them, improve them, make them better, upright, obedient to Him. He said this is a part of an-nasiha. فَهَذَا أَصْلٌ عَظِيمٌ يَجِبُ التَّنَبُّهُ لَهُ وَبِخَاصَةٍ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَزْمِنَةِ. So this is a foundation, a great, magnificent foundation, fundamental for Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. يَجِبُ التَّنَبُّهُ لَهُ. It is obligatory to pay attention to this, to take notice of this very important principle, especially in this day and time. Al-Imam al-Tahawi goes on to mention the fourth part of this 72nd statement, وَلَا نَنْزِعُ يَدًا مِنْ طَاعَتِهِمْ. And we don't withdraw our hand from obedience to them. Yani, we don't stop obeying the ruler. Yani, we don't believe in the permissibility of rebelling against the ruler, even if he's oppressive, unjust, or wrongdoer. And we don't make dua against him. And we don't withdraw our hand from obedience to him. And we won't say, I'm not going to obey him. As some brothers mentioned here one night, after the class was finished and everybody was gone, that there are some people who don't want to obey their ruler. They want to obey some other ruler in another place. Something like that. Not with this ruler, I'm with the other ruler. In another place, in your country you don't live in, place you don't live in. You have a ruler over you, and there's another rule. You like this ruler better, but guess what? Then you just move there, where that ruler is at. Or make dua for the ruler where you at, that ruler is better, like the other ruler that you like. Or maybe not like the other rulers you like, because maybe you like it for the wrong reason. But may Allah make this ruler better, good for the Muslims. That's the way of Ahlul Sunnah. So, Al-Imam Tahawi says, وَلَا نَنْزِعُ يَدًا مِنْ طَاعَتِهِمْ. We don't withdraw our hand from obedience to them. Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, the meaning of this, he said, هَذَا تَأَكِيدٌ لِمَا سَبَقَ. Yani, this is reaffirming. This is reaffirming what has already been mentioned. Yani, that we don't believe in the permissibility of rebelling against our imams, those who have charge over the affairs of the Muslims. This is, yani, a part of that original statement, that we don't withdraw our hand from obedience to them. Because rebelling against them, meaning we're not obedient to them. So we don't withdraw our hand from obedience to them. He said, this is just reaffirming what has already been mentioned. حَتَّى وَلَوْ حَصَلَ مِنْهُمْ ظُلْمْ وَجَوْرْ وَمَعَاسٍ وَكَبَائِرْ دُونِ الشِّرْكِ. Even if there occurs from them some wrongdoing, some injustice, disobedience, and major sins that are less than shirk, meaning they didn't go out of Islam. Even if there occurred from them major sins that didn't take them out of Islam, that's less than shirk, or less than the things that, as we discussed previously some weeks ago, other things, not just shirk, but other things that take a person out of Islam, nawaqid of Islam. So they didn't go out of Islam. So, even if they occur from them wrongdoing, injustice, disobedience, and major sins less than shirk, فَإِنَّنَا لَا نَنْزِعُ يَدًا مِنْ طَاعَتِهِمْ. So we don't withdraw our hand from obedience to them. وَلَا نَخْرُجُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Nor do we rebel against them. وَلَا نَعَصِيهِمْ. And we don't, yani, disobey them. And the Shaykh mentions again the ayah from the Quran, from Surah An-Nisa, 459. The meaning of which is, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority from amongst you. Rather, we fight in jihad with them, with the Muslim ruler. And it is one body. The Muslims have to be united. We fight with them. Yani on their side, behind them, in jihad. وَنَشْهَدْ الْجُمْعَةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ وَالْأَعْيَادِ مَاهُمْ. And we attend the Jum'ah is the plural of Jumu'ah, yani the Friday congregational prayers. And Jama'at, yani the major congregations. And the prayers for Eid, along with the ruler. Here, I think in the translation, they mention, I think they translated Jama'at as five daily prayers. Sheikh Islam Taymiyyah says in, congregational daily prayers, yeah. So Sheikh Islam Taymiyyah mentions in Aqidah Wasatiyah, yani, that we believe in the establishment, iqamata, al-hajj, wal-jihad, والجمعة والأعياد. And that we believe in the establishment of the Hajj and the Jihad and the Jumu'ah, Friday Jumu'ah prayers, and the Eid prayers with the ruler, even if he's righteous or if he's sinful. And then after that he mentioned that Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah yani maintain, stick to, adhere to the Jama'at, yani meaning the five congregational prayers, separate. He didn't mention that with the rulers. If a person goes back and look and see, it's crystal clear. And most of the scholars said that it's required to pray with the ruler, even if he's sinful or corrupt, Jumu'ah, the Eid, to fight in Jihad, to perform the Hajj with a leader, a ruler, or whoever the ruler appoints. And they didn't mention the five congregational prayers. I just want to make a note of that. If you go back to Al-Aqeel al-Wasatiyah, Shaykh al-Taymin makes clear that the statement, Al-Jama'at, from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, it means the five daily prayers, and that's not included in what is required behind the Imam. That's not included in the requirement to pray behind the Imam, not in the five daily prayers. And we don't have time to go into the details of it. Otherwise, I did copy the pages out of Aqidah Wasatiyah. I did copy those pages. Perhaps if there's some time, we still can go back to it. So I won't read the whole statement, but I'll just read this part. When Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he mentions Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah saying that Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah believe in the establishment of Hajj and Jihad and Jumu'ah, yani the Friday prayers and the prayers of congregation, Ma'al Umara, with the leaders of the Muslims, rulers of the Muslims, Abraran Kanu al Fujjaran, whether they are righteous or whether they are sinful. And then he mentioned each one of these four matters that a person should join in with the Imam. And this is a very important statement here. And then the Shaykh says, وَقَوْلُهُ وَيُحَافِذُونَ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَاتِ, separate from the things that a person is required to pray behind the Imam. He said, يُحَافِذُ أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَاتِ أي عَلَى إِقَامَةُ الْجَمَاعَةِ فِي الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ. Yani the jama'at, he said, this means that they protect and preserve in God, yani the Sunnah Jama'ah, God, yani the establishment of the Jama'ah, the congregation, in the five prayers, the five daily prayers. Yani they guard and protect and preserve them such that if they hear the adhan, the call to prayer, they respond and they pray ma'al muslimin. He didn't say ma'al umara, with the Muslims, five daily prayers. So anyway, that's a separate issue that yani. We'll keep going because of the time, right? We still have a few minutes remaining. Now, and the last part of this fourth part of the statement of Imam Taha'u, وَلَا نَنْزِعُ يَدًا مِنْ طَاعَاتِهِمْ, that we don't withdraw our hand from obedience to them, the Shaykh says, rather, we fight in Jihad along with them, and we attend the Friday Jumu'ah prayers and the major congregational prayers and the Eids with them. Min ajli ijtima' kalimat al-Muslimin. For a reason. The reason why we join together as one body in these major congregational activities, whether it's Hajj or Jihad or Eid or Friday Jumu'ah prayer, the reason why we do this, why we join together with the rest of the Muslims behind the leader as one united body, min ajli ijtima' kalimat al-Muslimin, for the sake of the unity of the Muslims. Yani ittihad kalimat al-Muslimin. Yani ijtima' yani means, and here ittihad, to make the word of the Muslims one, for the Muslims to be united. And then the last two parts of the statement of Imam al-Tahawi. Point number five, وَنَرَى طَاعَتَهُمْ مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَرِيضَةً مَا لَمْ يَأْمُرُوا بِمَعْصِيَةٍ. And we believe that obedience to them, to the Muslim ruler, is a part of obedience to Allah عز وجل, obligatory upon us as long as they didn't command with something sinful. As long as they didn't command us to do something in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says concerning this, and this is a very important part of this discussion. Shaykh Salih Fawzan says, the meaning of we believe that obedience to them is part of obedience to Allah and that it's obligatory upon us, as long as they didn't command us to do something, disobedience to Allah. He says, قَالَ تَعَالَى Allah said, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَتِيُوا اللَّهِ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولِ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ 459, Surah An-Nisa. Oh, you who believe, people of Iman, obey Allah, and obey the Messenger, and, along with obedience to Allah and His Messenger, and those in authority from amongst you. Shaykh Salih Al-Azhar says, فَاللَّهُ أَمْرَ بِطَاعَتِي وُلَاتِ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاللَّهُ أَمْرَ So it is Allah who has commanded obedience to those who have charge over the affairs of the Muslims. It is Allah who commanded this. And he interjects here, he's saying, أَمَّا الْكَافِرُ فَلَا فَاعَتَ لَهُ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ As far as the kafir, then he has no right of obedience from the Muslims. And Allah said in Surah An-Nisa 141, وَلَيْ يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا And Allah will never make a way, for the disbelievers over the believers. And Allah will not give them, the right to have authority over the Muslims. Shaykh says, لِأَنَّهُ This is connected to the first part of his statement. He's saying Allah has commanded obedience to those who have charge over the affair of the Muslims. لِأَنَّهُ قَالَ Because Allah said in that ayat, وَأُولُ الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ And those in authority from amongst you, يَعْنِي الْمُسْلِمِينَ So why is obedience to the rulers a part of obedience to Allah? Because Allah commanded obedience to the rulers. When He said, وَأُولُ الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ And those in authority from amongst you, meaning from amongst the Muslimin. فَتَجِبُ طَاعَتُهُمْ إِلَّا إِذَا أَمَرُوا بِمَعَصِيَةٍ So it is obligatory. تَجِبُ And it's wajib. Obligatory. To obey them, except if they command it with disobedience to Allah. فَإِنَّهُ For indeed, Allah لَا طَاعَ لِمَخْلُوكٍ فِي مَعَصِيَةِ اللَّهِ Because there is no obedience to any created being in disobedience to Allah. فَلَا تُطِعْهُ فِي تِلْكَ الْمَعْسِيَةِ So you do not obey the ruler in that sinful matter. In the sinful matter. وَلَكِنْ لَيْسَ الْمَعْنَى أَنْ نَخْرُجَ عَلَيْهِ وَنَنْزِيَ الطَّاعَ مُطْلَقًا But the meaning of this is not that we then rebel against him and we withdraw our hand of obedience completely and we become totally disobedient. بَلْ لَا تُطِعْهُ فِي تِلْكَ الْمَعْسِيَةِ Rather, don't obey him in that sinful matter. وَأَطِعْهُ فِي مَا عَدَاهُ But obey him in everything other than that. Other than that which is sinful. مِمَّا لَيْسَ بِمَعْسِيَةِ Other than that. Meaning, everything that is not from that which is sinful. قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ إِنَّمَا الطَّاعَةُ فِي الْمَعْرُوفِ The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, that indeed, obedience is only in al-ma'roof, in that which is recognized by the law, by the sharia. That which is recognized by the sharia as being good. That was recognized by the sharia as being Obedience is only in that which the sharia recognizes as being good. And finally, the end of the statement of Imam al-Tahawi. We're almost at the hour. The last part of the statement of Imam al-Tahawi, he says, وَنَدْعُوا لَهُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالْمُعَافَاتِ And we supplicate for them that they be upright, that they be righteous, that they be reformed and corrected and improved. And we supplicate for them for well-being. Shaykh Salih Fawzan says, نَدْعُوا اللَّهُ أَنْ يُرَجِعَهُمْ إِلَى الْحَقِّ And we supplicate to Allah that He return them to the truth. And if they're oppressive, unjust, doing wrong, we supplicate to Allah, Allah return them to the truth. As the Shaykh said early on, and have we given up hope that Allah is able to guide them? That Allah is able to reform them? That means there's something wrong with our Iman, something wrong with our Aqidah. He said, so we supplicate to Allah, then Allah return them to the truth. وَيُصَحِّحَ مَا عِنْدَهُمْ مِنَ الْخَطَرِ And then Allah correct the mistakes that they have. And is Allah not able to correct their mistakes? It wasn't that long ago when some of us wasn't practicing Islam. Or we weren't even Muslims at all. And some of us were Muslims, we weren't practicing Islam. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, it wasn't 50 years ago. Most people ain't hardly nobody in here 50 years old. Except a couple of old people. One or two. So we supplicate to Allah to return them to the truth and to correct their mistakes. وَنَدْعُوا لَهُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ And we supplicate for them that Allah and He make them upright and righteous. And the shaykh closes, لِأَنَّ Whenever you see لِأَنَّ, pay attention to this يعني expression. لِأَنَّ We supplicate to Allah for them. Why? لِأَنَّ صَلَاحَهُمْ صَلَاحٌ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ Because their uprightness, their righteousness, their state of obedience to Allah is uprightness for the Muslims. وَهِدَايَتُهُمْ هِدَايَةٌ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ And their right guidance is right guidance for the Muslims. وَنَفَعَهُمْ يَتَعَدَّى لِغَيْرِهِمْ And that which benefits them will go beyond them. It won't be kept with themselves. The benefit of their uprightness and their righteousness and their obedience to Allah, and it will benefit others. It will benefit the Muslim society. فَأَنْتَ إِنْ دَعَوْتَ لَهُمْ دَعَوْتَ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ This is Sheikh Salih Fawzan. حَفِظُهُ اللَّهُ May Allah protect and preserve him. He said, so you, yani, if you supplicate for them, then you have supplicated for the Muslims. That's difficult to escape from. And however much you hate the ruler, corruption, sin, whatever you think that he's so bad and you're good. But you supplicating for the ruler, Sheikh Salih Fawzan is saying, Hafizullah, you're supplicating for them. If you supplicate for them, you have supplicated for the Muslims. Where you at with that? You have a problem with supplicating for the Muslims? And whoever, no Muslim can say, I don't supplicate. Nobody can say that. Nobody can say that. I don't even think deviants can say that openly, even though they might really believe like that. Because they hate Islam and they hate the Muslims, some of these Shiites and people like this. But nobody can say openly that I don't want to supplicate for the Muslims. Nobody can say that. Sheikh is saying here, this is not my saying, this is a major scholar living amongst us today, right now. He's saying, if you supplicate for the leaders of the Muslims, the rulers of the Muslims, the people who have authority over, if you supplicate for their well-being and their uprightness, you have supplicated for the Muslims. And this is a controversial issue, you know, so, and it is what it is. Our time is up. Now, normally, I take 1 hour and 15 minutes, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm not going to take 1 hour and 15 minutes. But I'm just going to take one more minute, inshallah, we'll close with this. This is a benefit, a fa'ida, that I found in the explanation of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, his sharh of Al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyah. And he, subhanAllah, sometimes you read something and you come back and read it again, it's like you didn't see it before. And even though I had marked this in my Aqidah al-Wasitiyah explanation, when I came back and read it again, I was like, I didn't see it before. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he said, فَقَدْ يَقُولُ قَائِلٌ Perhaps a person would say, كَيْفَ نُصَلِّ خَلْفَ هَؤُلَاءِ وَنُتَابِعُهُمْ فِي الْحَجِّ وَالْجِهَادِ وَالْجُمَعَ وَالْعَيَادِ Four things that we have to do behind the imams. So how can we pray behind these people and follow them in Hajj and in Jihad? And in the Friday Jumu'ah prayers and the Eids. How can we follow behind these people? Meaning corrupt rulers, sinful, unjust rulers. The Shaykh says, فَنَقُولُ لِأَنَّهُمْ أَئِمَّتُنَا نَدِينُ لَهُمْ بِالسَّمَعُ وَالطَّاعَةِ And because they are imams. And we worship Allah, yani we worship Allah by obeying Allah and what He ordered us to do, that is to obey them. That's how we worship Allah, by obeying the people, that Allah has decreed to be in charge of us. By obeying them. By sama' and ta', hearing and obeying. And this, obeying them, hearing and obeying them, he said, imtithalan li amri Allahi ta'ala. And he doing so, hearing and obeying them, is in compliance with the command of Allah. When he said, O you who believe, yani the meaning of which is, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority from amongst you. This is in compliance to the command of Allah. Wali amri nabi, and it's in compliance to the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he said, the Prophet said, innakum satarawna ba'di atharatan wa umuran tunkirunaha. You will see after me, yani some of the rulers giving preference to themselves, and you will see them engaging in some things that you will reject, that you will dislike, that you will not accept. قالوا فما تأمرنا فما تأمر فما تأمرنا. And what do you command us, O Messenger of Allah? He said, أدوا إليهم حقهم. And this is what I want to close on. يعني fulfill for to them their rights. أدوا إليهم حقهم وسلوا الله حقكم, and ask Allah for your rights. What do we do with those kind of rulers? Give them their rights and ask Allah for our rights. And the Shaykh said, this hadith reported by Imam Muslim, he said, وَحَقُّهُمْ, what is their rights? That the Prophet said, give them their rights. Shaykh al-Faymin said, وَحَقُّهُمْ طَاعَتُهُمْ فِي غَيْرُ مَعَسِيَةِ اللَّهِ, obeying them in anything that's not disobedience to Allah. هَذَا حَقُّهُمْ. Prophet said, give them their rights. Imam Shaykh said, what is their rights? Obeying them. In anything that's not disobedience to Allah. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone. And that we do it in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that Allah, out of His generosity and His kindness, that He recognize, record, and reward all of our good deeds. And that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors. And that He grant us al-thabat, to be firm, steadfast, ala sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant a complete and speedy recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and to shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, and to fill their graves with light, and to make them spacious, and to admit them into His paradise. And to save them from the punishment of the hellfire and the punishment of the grave. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant relief to the Muslims in Gaza and in Yemen and Sudan and Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan and China and Burma and India and in kulli makan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them protection and a hifz, protection from Himself, from before them and behind them and from the right and the left and from above them and below them. And that Allah grant them success and victory over the enemies of Islam. Indeed, Allah is the one who grants success. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa Iyyakum. Whoever is able to stay for a few minutes, inshallah, we're going to have some light refreshments as we normally do. And if there are any questions about the class specifically, then inshallah, we'll do the best that we can to answer those questions.